Hi, welcome to the NYC Uncensored podcast. I'm Aksa, and today we're going to be talking about navigating through the topic of marriage through the perspective of a young South Asian and Muslim woman. Just a quick disclaimer that these are my own perspectives, experiences, and opinions, which you may or may not agree with. I do not subscribe to disrespect of any belief, religion, or culture, and these are just my two cents of a controversial but very important topic. So let's begin. In my culture and family, parents start looking for a spouse for their daughters as young as 15 and have this expectation that they'll be married either at 18 or as soon as they finish a bachelor's degree, which is around 21. Going for postgraduate studies can sometimes be frowned upon, but recently it's considered to not be an issue because there's this ultimatum that a young woman can continue her studies for as long as she wants whilst getting married, quote-unquote, on time. There's a saying in Urdu that translates to, a girl is at her best when she's at her house. Or in other words, her true home is a house of her in-laws, and she becomes a guest when visiting her family home. This idea starts being ingrained from a young age, where teen girls are expected to help around in the kitchen, learn to make perfectly round flatbreads, knowing how to serve tea in front of guests, and always being put together, soft-spoken and accommodating to aunties. Now don't get me wrong, I love to cook, and I also think manners are important to learn, but these are basic life skills that everyone should learn regardless of age and gender. If I look towards my brother or my father, it's very clear how different the expectations are, because most of the men in my life have hardly set foot in the kitchen, and they're not expected to accommodate to anyone. If anything, every woman, whether a young girl or an adult, are expected to accommodate to everyone around them. Failure to do so not only tarnishes the girl's reputation according to the elders in my family, but it ties into the reputation of her parents and family, which is also being destroyed according to them. Moving along, religion, especially Islam, also gets tied into it with the ideology that Muslim women need to be married young. While I won't get into the nitty-gritty of this concept, I will say a few things. Getting married is considered something very well liked by God in our religion, but is not deemed mandatory. The idea that marriage is half your faith has definitely been taken out of context, because you can be married and still not be fulfilling the requirements of faith, and being unmarried does not equate to being an incomplete Muslim. Forced marriages are also a serious sin, and no, it doesn't just involve physical abuse, it can also mean passive aggressiveness or emotional blackmailing in order for a young woman to accept a proposal. Let's also talk about how there is this idea that a guy can be 35 and unmarried, but a girl expires as soon as she's 25. Not only is this concept incredibly misogynistic, but it is nowhere in the Quran. Parents will also openly find a girl that's far younger than the guy, which creates an unfair and possibly unsafe dynamic, simply because she has been sheltered all her life and doesn't have the maturity or life experiences to recognize a harmful relationship or even a harmful person. Marriage is a very serious life commitment that even religion emphasizes. It requires two whole and complete, sane and mature people to come together on the basis of compatibility. My personal belief is that it requires a lot of life experience, emotional maturity, time to get to know the person, and independence, whether financial or emotional, in order to take this path. Moving along, unfortunately, young women have two mindsets towards marriage. Some think it's this fantasy life experience that will allow them to travel, move away from their parents' house, and escape their dysfunctional household. And the other mindset is that women feel obliged and that it's their duty or that they have no excuse. It's made to be the center of their life and that being unmarried equals failure, especially in relation to religion. Sometimes these young girls might not even meet a guy before saying yes, or they might meet them once, go through a basic checklist of things that they're looking for, which seem to be the bare minimum standards in my opinion, and then get married, which is baffling to me because it's a life commitment and you shouldn't settle for scraps. Sadly, I have seen young women go through this exact process and end up abandoning their core identity and passions in order to fit into the expectations of their husband. The more disappointing thing is that people like this she was openly talking about it and not realizing how harmful and unacceptable that is. I find it really sad how a young woman's life is dependent on a man, their mental health, their ability to travel, have fun experiences, etc. Why are we not teaching young women that it is very possible to achieve all these great things in life, including love, and it doesn't have to be dependent on a man, but rather it just means respecting yourself falling in love and marrying yourself first. Let's also not forget how some marriages involve a woman giving her identity away and serving her in-laws to an extent that she's lost touch with her core self, her ambitions, and has begun isolating from her friends. That to me is a major red flag and by no means a sign of a healthy marriage. Conclusively, I think that marriage is a beautiful thing, but also a huge life commitment and also not a necessity. If you're being pressured, forced to settle for basics, convincing yourself of it and believe it will solve your problems, you're in for a very rude awakening. At the end of the day, you need to show up for yourself, focus on your goals, experience life. Walk that path alone until you're whole and complete, and your perspective of romance is that of a want rather than a need. I have met many women in unhealthy marriages or marriages where they were clearly manipulated into it, and they tell me I should get married young. A friend saying, if they can't run away from it, they run towards it, comes to mind, and it makes so much sense. Sometimes I can't even tell if young women that were manipulated into marrying young are trying to convince me or themselves. When they can't escape their situation, they'll force it upon young and impressionable young girls, so long as they're all in it together. Your early 20s are so crucial for experiencing life, building your career, traveling, knowing who you are, and overcoming traumas you have faced. Your frontal lobe is also still developing, which is why I think it's important to be careful around the topic of marriage or dating. The same people pushing it onto you, are they the same people who have your back in case things don't work out and you end up with a divorce? My advice. Okay, so if you're in a dysfunctional household, leave as soon as you can. If you have the money, the job, and have a support system to help you move out, I would highly recommend not only for safety and being free from emotional harm, but because living alone will give you the skills and lessons you'll never learn if you stay home. More importantly, you're safe and have the capacity to make decisions for yourself. This is easier said than done. One thing that I highly encourage is accessing the support services that you have, whether it's through Centrelink, whether it's through your university, being registered with services such as accessibility, counseling. They are very, very good at helping their students with personal matters, and I would highly recommend that because it's free and they will always advocate for you. The next one would be focus on your education and building a solid career. It will definitely pay off. There is immense power in that degree. It could literally save you when you need employment, money, or you need to leave home on a whim. Don't take it for granted because you never know what life will throw at you. Having a qualification, skill set, and job could probably prevent you from going homeless or escaping an abusive marriage or any sort of relationship. My third advice is choose your family. Chosen family can be blood, but it can also be friends. People don't force outdated or internal misogynistic ideas on you and encourage you to think bigger of yourself and bigger of life. People who encourage independence rather than codependence and push you to be ambitious in the pursuit of your goals and falling in love with yourself first. So this marks the end of my podcast. I hope you have learned something, and I hope that this sort of gives you a different perspective to look at things. Of course, these are my own opinions, my perspectives and experiences. It may or may not be the same for you, and you do not have to agree with it, but I hope that it provides more insight into a very controversial but very serious topic that I think needs to be explored more. Thank you.